I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Western Carolina political scientist Chris Cooper. Chris, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, great to be here as always.
Busy week in Western North Carolina politics. We'll start with Congressman Mark Meadows under consideration to be President Trump's next chief of staff. But this week, the president said he needed Meadows in Congress, so he will not be the next chief of staff. How likely was this to begin with? This seemed like a pretty far stretch that a congressman would be picked as a chief of staff.
You know, it did, but it's kind of hard to tell, right, where Trump is going to go on this. So I actually thought this story had some basis in reality. Meadows had been mentioned for a number of posts before, and he quickly said, hey, I'm not interested. This one, he seemed to hang on the line a little bit longer. So I think this one was a real possibility for a while.
Given that Democrats will control the House next year, the Republicans won't be in power, so Meadows' role as chair of the Freedom Caucus may be a little diminished next year. Might that be why this particular job, as opposed to some of the others, there may have been some interest in taking?
Yeah, I think that is certainly part of it. I think Meadows has also gotten closer to Trump over time. I mean, it's easy to forget that they didn't seem to get along real well with the beginning of the Trump administration. Trump was tweeting at Meadows in a not positive way. So I think as their relationship has improved, Trump obviously likes people who are loyal to him. And so it makes some sense that Meadows would be somebody who would be considered.
Moving on to the state level, Buncombe County Democratic Senator Terry Van Dyne announced this week she will run for lieutenant governor in 2020. There's already another Democrat on running for that office as well. Democrats obviously had a good year this year. 2020, will there be a similar blue wave, or are we going to see a far more contested sort of year?
Yeah, I think we're going to see a more contested year, right? So we always expect the out party to do well in the midterm of the president's first term. That's a mouthful, but what that means is we expect that all else being equal, this to be a good year to be a Democrat. 2020 may not work out as well. We know that the top of the ticket is going to be really influential. Who is the Democratic candidate for president, and can that person drive turnout down ballot?
And obviously, lieutenant governor would be a down ballot office. Now, Governor Cooper would be running for re-election. He's likely going to be facing the current lieutenant governor, Dan Forrest, who's a Republican. So looking at that lieutenant governor race, first, there's obviously a primary, but Senator Van Dyne is part of the Democratic leadership in Raleigh and the Senate and all that, and they had a particularly good year. Could that translate for her in 2020?
Yeah, I think that could, right? She is a very good fundraiser. She's obviously very well networked within the party. She's a party leader. I mean, she has the kind of resume that would make her a good candidate for lieutenant governor. We know that Democrats tend to do better in North Carolina for statewide offices than they do for local offices. So our Council of State, for example, has been overwhelmingly Democratic for over 100 years.
Before we get to 2020, it looks like we're going to have another election in North Carolina next year, and that will be in the 9th Congressional District. Just your thoughts looking at this right now. We've all, there's always been accusations of corruption, certainly in the last few years of in elections in North Carolina. Looks like now we actually have a definitive case of it. Just your thoughts on it to begin.
No, I think you're right. So people have talked about voter fraud for a long time. There's been little to really no evidence of it in North Carolina or anywhere else. So this is the first time we can really point to and say, hey, that is confirmed widespread voter fraud. It's interesting from a number of perspectives. One is that this is about mail-in ballots. So this whole conversation about voter ID, we've kind of left mail-in ballots out. Now, all of a sudden, mail-in ballots are controversial statewide and throughout the country.
And there was an NPR story this week that looked at the fact that voting by mail, absentee ballot, is becoming more popular for people. And this particular case could end up having a great impact on how popular it may be in the future. Yeah. So what impact is this going to have on voting by mail? First, certainly in North Carolina, but maybe even nationally.
Yeah, I think what it means is that people are going to turn their attention to security issues and vote by mail, right? I mean, it makes sense. We're all having this conversation. I think policymakers that are concerned about voter fraud and voter integrity are going to turn to vote by mail. And the fact that it seems like it was the Republican Party who is implicated in this puts things on a kind of an interesting perspective, right? Because we tend to think about the Democrats being against voter ID and sort of voter security measure and Republicans being for it. But we may actually see some interesting bedfellows on this issue.
And lastly, should we have another election in the 9th District? Again, seemingly increasingly likely. The story that came out from the Washington Post on Thursday showing that Mark Harris had been in contact with Cray Dallas prior to the election. What kind of candidates are we going to see on the Republican side? I think it would be safe to say maybe the Democrats may run the same candidate they are now, but on the Republican side, we may see a different candidate, right?
We may see a different candidate, and to make things even more interesting, we may actually see the old incumbent, right? So we had this guy named Robert Pittenger who represented that district, and then Mark Harris beat him in the primary, and so there's a lot of conversation about whether Pittenger might want that seat back.
We've discussed this before, North Carolina becoming a bellwether state for the U.S. Mm-hmm. If election security is becoming a big issue nationally, mm-hmm. is it a surprise that North Carolina, being one of the bellwethers of this of the country, it shows up here?
Yeah, no, we are the canary in the coal mine and in all sorts of ways, good and bad, in North Carolina. And this is another example, right? So if you want to look at any kind of hot topic in American politics, you can find it here in North Carolina.
Chris Cooper, as always, thanks for coming in.
Great to see you.